That's in the book of Matthew 14, verse 1. We've been breaking down this scripture, and we've been trying to hear from you, how do you find peace in Jesus despite some of the challenges that you and I face every day. Wrapping up with messages that came through earlier on, good to know that Elizabeth Mvula Simuneti, you are tuned in, you're saying, trusting in His will and knowing that He is with us even in challenges. A big amen to that. Kelly Mbuzi on Facebook, you've left a comment, you're saying, by not losing hope or faith, as He already said in the book of Matthew 11, verse 28, really, really do appreciate. Trying to refresh my page, I know there are some comments there, but hey, as that's happening all the way from Chipata, Salome, you came back to say, Patrick, the Lord Almighty is doing new things, and it's morning. Joy comes in the morning. Really do appreciate for coming through, my friend. Livingstone is tuned in. Mwenya, thank you. You're saying, enjoying the program from Mwenya in Livingstone. Really, really do appreciate. But hey, that's a wrap with that segment there. Coming up the news, then I'll be back in the second half of the program. God is good.
Yo, a bunch of welcome with Zambia Speed. Baba Joe Christian voice where we play it. Empowering North and Zimbabwe. Chris, touching the baby one by one. I'm house free.
Concerned with high levels of cohabiting among Zambians, Citizens First questions government's stance on power exports, and Ugandan military helicopter crashes and catches fire in Somalia. Good evening, with the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. A Lusaka-based clergy has expressed sadness with high levels of cohabiting among Zambians that has risen to 1.2% of the Zambian population, according to the 2022 National Census. Reacting to the report unveiled yesterday, UCZ Galilee and Silverest Congregations Minister in Charge, Cynthia Kalanda, has therefore called on the church to invest in hosting dedicated family church meetings aimed at reaffirming the nation's commitment to traditional marriage and family structures. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Kabanda warned that the increasing normalization of cohabiting, as indicated in the recent census report, especially among young adults, poses a direct threat to Zambia's cultural and spiritual heritage. Cohabiting is not a part of the Zambian tradition and it does not translate marriage, said Reverend Kabanda. She has therefore emphasized the need to go back to the values that made communities strong, including commitment, honor, and spiritual unity through marriage. Reverend Kabanda has insisted that no social or economic pressure should justify drifting from Zambia's identity. Reverend Kabanda has since called on the church to address this growing concern by embarking on family church programs that will focus on restoring family roles, prayer and counseling, and encouraging parents to be intentional role models in teaching commitment and respect, among others.
A deliberate plan that will bring families together, children and families together, other than just the care service, the conferences, but we need to find a deliberate plan where we say on this day of once in a month we'll have a family program, and that family program will just focus on the family values. If churches are going to take that route, then you'll discover that the norms that we are talking about now are going to be seen from a different perspective.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga says government's plan to introduce a regulatory bill for small and medium enterprises, SMEs, is a welcome step towards enhancing enterprise development in Zambia, but must be done carefully and inclusively. Mr. Chisanga warns that without broad stakeholder consultation and thoughtful implementation, the legislation could risk burdening micro and small-scale entrepreneurs, particularly those in rural and small-income areas. The policy should avoid a blanket approach, but instead it must ring-fence empowerment tools like access to finance and business training to protect viable businesses and reduce risks of default, said Mr. Chisanga in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chisanga stressed that success will depend on making compliance simple and affordable, with streamlined registration, mobile outreach and tiered requirements based on business size. He further said the bill has the potential to distribute fair share of unemployment risks if not carefully looked into. The opposition Citizens First Party has questioned government's continued prioritization of electricity exports despite failing to meet domestic demand. Party President Harry Kalaba states the decision to export power while Zambians experience load shedding demonstrates that the current administration is more focused on business transactions as opposed to improving the livelihoods of its own people. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Kalaba described the situation as unfair, noting that many Zambians are being subjected to power outages and reduced production hours while government satisfies regional electricity demands. Businesses have been affected, and it is unfortunate that the current government shows little concern for these businesses, said Mr. Kalaba.
This situation has had serious consequences across board, crippling businesses, both large and small, and driving up the cost of communication due to increased operation expenses for mobile service providers. It is clear that ZESCO has continued ramping up power exports to neighboring countries, raising concern over whether the needs of ordinary Zambians are truly being prioritized under the UPND government. The outgoing administration of Mr. Ichilema has failed to acknowledge that electricity is not a luxury. It is a basic necessity, essential to modern life and economic development.
Meanwhile, Mr. Kalaba has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to withdraw the court case initiated by the Attorney General regarding the state funeral of former President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Kalaba said the president should show compassion and consider the trauma the Lungu family has endured since his passing. He emphasized that while the nation needs healing, it is difficult to achieve reconciliation when legal proceedings are ongoing. It is impossible to foster unity and healing when families are still being dragged through the courts over such a sensitive matter, said Mr. Kalaba.
Our appeal as Citizens First for President Ichilema to draw the Pretoria case against the Lungu families based on humanity. And also today is the 2nd of July. In the next 3 days, from the time that President Lungu passed on to glory, he will be doing 1 month.
Yeah.
Still in the mortuary. You know, that is traumatizing. Because on the one hand, President Ichilema himself addressed the nation and told us that we needed to, life must continue. There must be a closure to the national mourning. But how can you have a closure when, on the other hand, you again go to another country to go and put in an injunction restraining the family from burying?
The Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company has expressed concern over the increasing number of incidents in which its employees are harassed, threatened, or physically attacked while performing their duties, particularly during meter readings and disconnections due to non-payment. Company Public Relations Manager Ruth Mukua revealed that in a recent incident on Sunday, 29th June 2025, Mr. Gaston Walia, a business revenue assistant based at the George office under the Western Region, was physically assaulted and sustained a forehead injury while executing a disconnection at a customer's premises. Ms. Mukua said Mr. Walia received treatment at Material Level 1 Hospital and is currently recovering at home, adding that the matter has been formally reported to the police and the suspect is currently on the run. The utility company strongly condemns such acts of aggression, and all company staff have the legal right to access both private and public premises for service-related tasks, including meter readings, inspections and disconnections, said Ms. Mukua in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She emphasized that the case involving Mr. Walia will be pursued through the justice system with the seriousness it deserves, stressing that violence or harassment against utility workers will not be tolerated.
If customers are aggrieved by any action taken by Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation, they are encouraged to report the matter using the appropriate complaint resolution channels. Cases can also be escalated to our regulator, NWASCO, or to the ministry if the customers are not satisfied with the action or the response taken. would like to remind our customers that violence is never a solution. On behalf of LWSC, we would like to affirm that the case involving Mr. Bwalya will be pursued through the justice system.